Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, what's up, what's up? Alright, y'all, this right here is none other than Genuine featuring Lyric 757 and Flame Park.
For me, I'm looking back for you. Where we supposed to be is something we never knew. We too far gone, girl. Far gone. We too far gone, girl. We too far gone, gone. For me, I'm looking back for you. Where we supposed to be, something we never knew. We too far gone, girl. Far gone. We too far gone, girl. We too far gone, gone.
I've had enough. This time it's gotta end. We've been killing each other and I can no longer pretend like everything is fine. When I know it's just a lie, we used to always be so cool and now all we do is fight. So bye bye, you take yours and I'll take mine. You take the crib, I'll buy another. I don't want it, I'll be fine. And besides, that place will probably haunt me. Memories flowing through my thoughts, always haunting and driving me insane. So it's time to walk away. I'm so mad at you, it hurts to see your face. So I gotta go, cause I don't know how much more I can take. This love used to be so real and now I can't stand the taste. But now it's just the real, baby girl. I need some space. I can't have you in my life as a friend, so you've been erased. It's something I thought I'd never have the heart to say. We too far gone, girl. This ain't gonna change. Starting today, I'm sorry. I'm walking away.
For me, I'm looking back for you. Where we supposed to be. Something we never knew.
Yeah.
We too far gone, girl.
Yeah.
Far gone.
Far gone. It's your boy Jen in the building. I like this right here. Yeah. And I never saw myself without you. Your boy had a compass, but it never been you. Because your love found me like Christopher Columbus. But not the cheese girl, so we were bound to make it so willing. I want this feeling. Your love couldn't conquer all. You wasn't with it. And you know I knew you wasn't too explicit. But you used to be my digital girl. Counting numbers like a calculator. But so ought to be, girl, with all your haters. I'm the next leader of the free world. Loved and hiding out like Anne Frazier. You found it, girl. I had you searching for me like Waldo. When I'm too far gone, like Drake and them dinosaurs. You used to roll with me, dangerous, but out of seat belt. It's time for me to go, cause your love is fight for it, yeah.
For me, I'm looking back for you. Where we supposed to be, something we never knew. We too far gone, girl, far gone. We too far gone, girl, we too far gone, gone. Back for me, I'm looking back for you. Where we supposed to be is something we never knew. We too far gone, girl. Far gone. We too far gone, girl. We too far gone, gone.
That right there was none other than me, Genuine, featuring Flame Sparks and Lyric 757 with Too Far Gone, produced by Flame Sparks. And that's going to be on my upcoming album, which is entitled none other than The Unsettling Calm. Digitally released everywhere. All right, y'all, welcome to The True Tea with me, Genuine Collington, Pretty Carter, and also Switchblade Carter. If you look down here, if you're listening to it right now, you can see that we have updated the pictures and everything so you know that we are real, okay? Tonight's episode is going to be real official. We're going to be diving in
to the myths, facts, and fiction that's been posted on the internet. Also, we will deem the Fragonoval Person of the Day. And we're also playing two new joints. And it's going to be really good. And plus, we're going to dive into another episode of none other than Funny Titles. We take actual movie titles, but make it funny. Of course, you know how we do. Also, we're going to start it off with giving you an update in the political race for 2016. So, after a long battle, it seems as though that Cruz decided to drop out the race when he finally realized that, I guess, in the world at view, that he had no chance in hell of actually doing anything, honestly speaking. You know, and I mean, he tried it. He actually tried to, you know, get the people, get especially Donald Trump out of the race or whatever. The more he tried to do that, it seemed as though that everything just went south for him. And I mean, what else can we do but to be like, well, I mean, that's something that was going to happen anyway. You know, you have to have a plan. You have to have a plan. If you do not have a plan, then what happens is you start going off the cuff, whatever. And so, what I don't like Donald Trump personally, but it seems like going off the cuff and saying whatever has been working for Donald Trump. So I don't know. But I mean, but, you know, if Ted Cruz maybe wants to run for Senate or something like that, maybe he can get in there or wants to, you know, get into like the mayoral race or something like that. Maybe he'll win there. But president, I don't think so. Nah. And then we had so many different crazy stories out there, of course. And what tripped me out more so is we all know that Prince died and everything. And it seems as though that ever since he died, everybody and their mother is trying to take him to task, whatever, trying to say all sorts of crap, whatever. Now, what tripped me out more so than anything else was what was said about him and a host of other people out there for Rousseau. To join in this conversation right now, we have none other than the one, the only, Switchblade Kid.
Man, Switchblade in the building, about to get mad damn phone. I called twice, yo, dude, and hung me up. You feel me?
Oh. I wonder why. I guess he's about to say some factual shit.
I probably was. Probably about to say something.
So, first of all, we want to say our condolences. We want to send our condolences out to Afeni Shakur, Pac's
right.
Mom. And, I mean, you know, I was shocked that of her passing or whatever. How do you guys feel? Call in right now, 929-477-3273. The lines are open right now, so you want to call in and get your condolences to the family and anything, please do. And,
yeah, I didn't find out. Our co-host told me, Charizard told me about it. And I said, wait a minute, what? She told me this morning. I said, what are you talking about? That's not right.
Yeah. And see, you know.
No clue.
I'm noticing that what's been going on nowadays is you have the ones who actually made a statement in life, and whether it be music, fashion, or whatever, and those people are gone. And what we left with is people like Young Thug. Okay, there it is. Now, of course, we had also the Met Gala.
Right.
Sources are saying, though, that Beyonce was out, spotted out at the Met Gala, of course, wearing a condom-influenced dress. People are saying that when she referenced wanting to wear the hooker's face and body and everything so that I guess Jay would want to be with her. She looked like she did just that because they looked like a white woman. She was covered up. But at the same time, before you get all bitter shape, to me, she looked like a condom meets a really, really pale white woman. Mm-hmm. And then it looked like she took her teeth out, put it on her, and put glitter all over it. She looked like what would have happened if Lil Wayne went to a factory and got caught in some acid rain and melted away, and all you would have left was, well, what you see on her. Anyway.
Wow. So they say she was by herself.
But guess what,
Lazy
though?
Didn't go.
So, sources are saying, though, that she was flirting with an NFL player.
That's right.
Well, hopefully she doesn't break her marriage vows.
He's younger than Jay-Z.
I bet you that. I mean, the dog down the street from my house is younger than Jay-Z.
Probably so. Should he older
than
you?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying. You know, Oh, yeah, by the way, y'all, in about a couple minutes, we got that exclusive interview with Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, great.
Gonna be great, you know. And she was flirting at the game at the gala with none other than New York Giants star Odell Beckham Jr. And you remember what she said though? She, you know, watched me bounce on the next disc. And I don't know. They said that those two had so much chemistry. Solange had to fly over there. I didn't say walk. She had to fly over there and bring
fly.
Them two apart.
Seriously?
You didn't see her hair. You didn't see her hair.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Her hair looked like if she flapped, it's over.
Okay, see. All right.
As a matter of fact, don't ever in life smoke nothing around her, because the way how she takes care of her hair, good gracious. Speaking of the shit that happened last night, this is a perfect segue. Kanye accidentally pooped in his pants.
Or what was left of his pants.
Now, the problem I have with this is that, is it me, or did he look like something out the 80s, right? He looked like Bruce Springsteen, like meets the Beastie Boys, and then he put contacts in it. And then his wife looked like RDD2, I'm just saying.
That's wrong. That is wrong. She beats him.
And yeah, seriously. But then what make it worse is the fact that they both had the nerve to try to synchronize their bush, and it was funny. And I'm like, okay. What do y'all think? I know y'all saw Access Hollywood and Entertainment Tonight. So call me right now, 929-477-3373.
Did you hear the story about the fitness expert Jillian Michaels? You know her, right?
Yeah, I know of it.
You know, did you know that she has a wife?
You
right.
know
and
what?
She has a,
now
and she has, see, and she has an African American daughter. Ooh.
Huh? What the hell?
Boy, stop! What
you know?
You,
what
you shot just?
You know what? I always thought that she liked, you know, chocolate.
I knew it was something. She has a certain look about her.
Yeah, because she's hard.
I like her too, personally. I mean, you know.
I like her as the villain. She's like Skeletor. You just love to hate him, but you just something about him.
She just has a certain look. Yeah.
She got that look like hello. I love chocolate. I also like carpet.
She has a wife, man. I'm telling you.
And yeah, so very interesting.
Yeah.
So here's what I would say to her wife. Please eat it right so we don't have to deal with her on another season of The Biggest Loser. I'm sick and tired of this bitch yelling at all the big people.
Because she looks like she's... deal with it.
Eat it right, damn it. Sorry.
I think she is.
If she could take that muscular face she got and crack a smile.
She does not look that bad. Shut up.
She got muscle. I bet you her pussy lips are just like. I think that's exactly what it sounds like. Anyway,
you're so stupid. Speaking of that noise and that sound that you just made, you know, transgender activists, you know, they're doing a lot of things lately. I don't know if you've seen it. But now they want tampon bins in all men's bathrooms.
Pause. Okay. First of all, it's worse that when we walk in there, you don't know if somebody's going to try to stick you. Then you want somebody to have something to stick inside of them. That's great.
Yeah,
you guys are awesome. You know.
But they're transgender, so they have that now.
I'm sorry. Hold up. So you mean
want the bins in there, so.
So you want bins in a men's bathroom.
With the tampon.
Okay, but here's my thing. Here's the thing with that, though. Here's my thing. Okay, because I've been to hotels before and different places where they are just advocates for safe sex. So I'm not saying you actually push it, but they have condoms.
Right.
Maybe sometime, 40%. 67 times you just share the luck. But anyway, so.
But still, when you push that button,
you get a tampon out of there. But don't you still have a dick?
Some of them don't.
Okay, so anyway, we're going to, speaking of unnecessarily dicking moments here.
can you please use that number again so they can comment on that topic?
Yeah, please. 929-477-3273. Please write that down. 929-477-3273. That's bullshit. Okay, you know what? Okay, now, let's say congratulations to hip hop mogul DJ Kelly and his longtime fiance are expecting a child together.
Yeah, that's great.
You know, that's great. Now, this is my impression of what his wife told him. Like, honey, you were pregnant. What? Okay. You know what? Your pussy is the best. Yeah.
We the baddest.
It's the best. Yeah. So if you hear about him getting thrown in the hospital, that's probably because he's going to be right there in the cavity, the cavity going, yeah, come on, now.
Right. Exactly.
Awful. Now, they had a guy, they had a girl, actually, that made the worst video I've ever seen in my whole entire life. And I actually watched it, and why did I watch this? This girl actually was having sex in her video.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of all of that, He was actually getting teabagged in the video.
Wait, what?
Yeah, she actually was getting teabagged in the video.
Where did he do that at?
I don't know. And then she had the nerve to have the guy come on her face in the video. And she actually sucked on her own Nutify Nation and sucked it off her fingers, and it was really her, you know.
Okay,
so yeah, I'm just saying it wasn't a. And then we have, cause see, I mean today I caught myself being a very wonderful human being. I'm using not that. But
okay.
And it made me feel some type of way when I so happened to see that all sorts of unnecessariness has been going on. For instance, they were saying that rapper Rachel McQuan was allegedly sliding up inside of a transgender's DM and left some pretty suspect type of crap going on there, I'm just saying.
Okay, first of all, who are you talking about?
Oh, Rachel McQuan.
Who that is?
Well, he's a self-rapper. I know you don't know, so I was going to say. Okay, so he's a self-rapper, and he was supposed to be rumoredly doing something with, what's his name? Young Thug. Yeah, so he's supposed to be doing that. And you, come on, first of all, let's keep it real. After I seen that gay ass excuse for a dance that everybody doing, and the dance really is signifying that you're ready for a dude to just climb on up inside of your anus. I'm just saying.
Ain't nobody. Okay. Mm-hmm.
The dance is that, and everybody's like, "Yeah, we're gonna do the Rachel McQuan." Yeah, okay. So next time you catch your little boy doing that dance, and then next week he come home and tell you, "Ma, I'm gay." Just remember now, that's what happened to Christopher off of Winnie the Pooh. Anybody ever realize Christopher was a gay orphanage?
Oh.
He was a gay.
Wrong for that one. I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Does anybody realize?
No.
Did anybody realize that Christopher was abandoned? We never saw his parents. Where the hell was his parents? Who the hell left that damn kid wander into
in the woods?
And hold up. Then this nigga got so angry and upset with his parents. Had to. He a stowaway. This nigga goes into the woods. Far into the woods, mind you, and this nigga starts talking to bunnies and jackasses. Do not get offended.
Yeah.
He actually was talking to a jackass.
Yeah.
And the messed up part about it was the one person that was his friend was a gay teddy bear who likes honey, and that nigga was a thief.
Wow.
What?
Yeah. Wow. Nothing, no, nothing.
What bear you know walks around in the woods wandering out with just a shirt on and no damn pants on, stealing honey from bees? How did you know if those bees wanted that honey? Huh? How come the yellow was sitting there stealing something that had black in it, huh? Huh?
Wow.
Yeah. Stealing mother. Anyway, so.
Oh my goodness.
Calling right now, 929-477-3273. The lines are definitely open right now. Calling right now and talk to us right now about anything we're talking about today. And on top of that.
Did you hear that Rihanna was talking about Beyonce's album? She said it was a flop.
Oh, well, everybody's taking that and Joey's album to task. I ain't gonna lie. I don't agree with it. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I don't agree with it. I mean, I get why they're taking her to task, but come on now. Everybody was talking about how Beyonce should have never did that and all this other stuff, but they just made another $100-some-odd million off of the fact that they've been beefing. So, I mean, at the end of the day, whatever. Anyway, speaking of beefing,
wow.
Allegedly, I say allegedly because you know how all stories have to be allegedly. It's two crazy things happened. The first one, and they had a guy, a 17-year-old African American boy is arrested, facing 10 years in prison for accepting a nude pic from a white girl.
Wow. So what?
Now, here's the thing that got me right here, right? And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to leave it at this. Are we living in the 60s, 50s, 40s, 30s, 1918, 16? Are we living in a modern age? I mean, damn that. I mean, isn't it like almost every single show now, diverse? I mean, what is going on here? First, she has people up in arms with Old Navy because, oh my gosh,
right.
Did they dare
yeah.
to have?
Right.
Listen,
mm-hmm.
open your mouth.
Right.
Listen, the people who are out there right now who decided to take this boy, the 17-year-old boy, I'm gonna let you know right now, okay? Unless this was child pornography, that is totally different. But if he was innocently accepting a nude pic for one of these fast-ass Instagram girls or something like that, please take the handcuffs off of you, please. And I'm going to need you to get on your hands and knees and
right.
suck off the whole entire police department for you doing that dumb shit. Now,
exactly.
Anyway. Yeah, I'm just saying.
I mean, speaking
I'm,
of more
really...
dumb things, like,
oh,
have, you heard the, have you heard the latest Rev Run news?
Oh, no. What happened?
Well, there's a supposedly, allegedly, any other edgedly word, that there's another out-of-wedlock baby he has. So that
oh,
would
yeah,
make three.
He...
Where did
listen. This is what I'm saying to you, okay? Nobody at all cares what's going on for
where would it
first
come from?
All,
did you have Vanessa?
He,
they say Vanessa, JoJo. So where did this other one come from?
Listen.
Because none of them look like
care.
Him anyway, so.
Oh!
But I'm saying.
Well, I mean, they don't. They really
they
don't.
They
really don't. They
really don't at all. None of them.
None of them look like him. He knows
they
don't
look like her.
They look like they just came out the sky and was like, "We're here."
Exactly.
Anyway, guys. Let's give it up for you guys for being who you like to be. Okay? Now, you know we had to do it. It's now time for my favorite segment of the day. And this is where we take actual titles of movies, and we're going to make them funny. Whoever don't like it, who cares? Okay?
I know, right?
So, American Idol is coming back.
Why?
All the judges are going to be in a new movie called Idlewild.
Oh, yeah? Wasn't the first one enough?
I don't know, but I know that this is going to be a good one here. So they're going to have Robert Blake. Yeah, they're going to have Robert Blake and Woody Allen in a movie called Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. I wonder.
So a movie of rapists. Good job.
Let's see, let's take a call. Call you now with the true tea. What's going on?
What's going on, bro?
What's going on, man? So tell us, what do you think about everything we were talking about today? What do you want to comment on?
Hello? Is he there?
Hello? Okay, well, I guess it's the call drop.
Okay, I don't know.
Well, at least somebody called in. Look, at least somebody called in.
I know, right? Maybe he had too much truth to say.
I guess so. That's been happening, though. Huh. Speaking of too much crap to say,
when you were talking about the Woody Allen thingy movie?
Yeah.
You heard the South Carolina principal was accused of raping a student. Did you hear that part?
I did, and
he threatened the girl. You have to threaten a girl to have sex with you. How stupid and weak is your sex game?
I don't know, but we have him on the line right now.
When did you do that? How you sleep? How you get that
Prince? Prince, okay, Prince, are you there? I'm here. So tell us, is it true about the rumors? No, it's not. No, it's not. I was going to Chick-fil-A. I wanted to get some food. I saw the bitch
you
walking lied. Inside
Ooh,
the
you
store.
Lied.
Saw you lying.
You don't even eat chicken. Y'all don't eat chicken. You actually don't eat chicken.
So, we do. No, so Donald Trump is going to be starring in his debut film. It's called Resident Evil.
So it's going to be just him in the movie, right? Walking around?
Oh, no! And before Tupac's mom died, she started in her debut film called A Mother's Prayer. I have a really horrible joke behind her passing.
But you can't.
I really do.
Tupac will haunt you in your dreams. Don't do it.
It's not really horrible, but...
Don't do it.
I don't know. Okay.
Don't do it. I'm trying to tell you.
Tune in 3 months from now when we do the joke.
Everything will be calmed down then.
it may get more people to tune in to think, why would they say that? Tune in to the city of Flint, Michigan is going to start a movie called Pressure.
Yeah, because they ain't got no water.
Oh, see, I ain't even go there. Oh. Okay, Charlie Sheen is going to come back to the screen, and he's going to be playing with all three of his victims. His girlfriends and his two wives and Charlie's Angels. I wonder what that's going to be.
So they're going to need some aid too, huh?
Shut up. So, stop getting ahead of me here.
Okay.
So 50 Cent, after he decided to file for bankruptcy, he decided to make a movie for free called Live Free or Die Hard, which is a sequel to Get Rich or Die Hard. Never
mind. What?
The Ninja Turtles.
No. You're so silly. It's time for the truth.
The Ninja Turtles decided that they were going to make a film about their hands, and it's called Five. What?
What?
They have three fingers? So they decided to make. Never mind. And, And Kobe Bryant is going to be making a film about his ordeal when he allegedly raped a woman in Colorado. It's called Fighting Temptations.
Well, he did a terrible job at it.
Yeah, and Emilio Estevez's father is going to be back in the film, and they're going to be trying to figure out about a movie about him picking up hookers, and it's going to be called In My Father's Shoes. And Pamela Anderson is going to be back in her role when she got hepatitis C before it went away, called Blast.
Wowzers. We are so going off the air right now with True Cheek. This is ridiculous.
Oh yeah,
Genuine
is
doing
and,
too much.
And Rihanna is going to be starring in a movie where she could be naked the whole time, but we won't see her because she'll be on the radio.
Oh my God.
And Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky are going to be starring about the her blue dress. It's going to be called Primary Colors.
Wow.
Huh? And
wow.
After she, what? And Hillary Clinton, after she loses, is going to be starring in not a movie, but about her life. She's working in the beauty shop.
Wow.
And finally, Martha Stewart is going to be starring with a great racist person. You know her, ladies and gentlemen. You know the one that said nigga, 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 nigga. Yeah, you know her. Two are going to team up. Them two are going to team up and have a cooking movie come out called Layer Cake. It's layered with N-words. It's going to be really good. It's really good.
Great.
So look out for those movies that are never coming out whatsoever. Including the one about Jay-Z. It's called A Hard Knock Life.
Wow.
Why do you think?
Okay, everyone. No.
So listen.
Okay, everyone.
We want to thank everybody for the guy that called in. I think that's a guy. Call back tomorrow, whoever that was that called in. Because we want to talk to you and see what type of tea you have to spill. If you was listening to us today, you'll see that we swapped out all the old pictures for some new stuff. As you can see, a nigga is fine again. That's right. I don't look like a wolf trapped in a bear's body.
Amen. Amen.
Screw you. But anyway, and Pretty Carter, shout out to Pretty Carter. She is working on something, so you can not only be able to hear it, but be able to see it. So you know what Pretty Carter going to do. What's good, babe? Ow! Okay, listen, we're out. We want to thank you so much for tuning in today. And
thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much. And we're going to, again, like last night, we're going to let Caitlin Jenner closes out. You don't mind that. Caitlin, come here.
I'm coming. Okay, so we want to thank you, everybody out there, you know, same for tuning in tonight. And this has been a True Tea. I'm Caitlin Jenner. I'm Genuine. And that right there is who? Who are you?
It's Switchblade always here.
All right, and for also Pretty Carter. We want to thank you so much for tuning in. I won't be here tomorrow night because I have some dicks to suck. Good night, everybody.
Wait, what? Security, could you get Caitlin out of here?
Oh my God.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry for that. I don't know what that was about. But anyway, see you guys later. If we're not off band or off the
air,
we'll be back tomorrow. But I guess you like this crazy crap, so we'll be back tomorrow.
Yep.
Everybody have a great day, which is something odd what I'm about to say next because what I just said. But God bless you guys.
Good night. Good night.